Mainly b'dichusa yotze. Okay, so I told you to do homework and read the Reb Chatzkel story. Now we're on the bottom of page. It's Tesvav in mine. I found it, Baruch Hashem. Hashem lit my eyes up to find it. Okay. Alegoyin Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal Mesuper. Sha'avrich Echad Shalo, so... I love this story. Avrich Echad Shalo, so b'keshe le'ezid derech, im osu la'avr sha'mishum, darka achrina. Remember we did the Gemara in Bava Basra on darka achrina. If there's another way to go... And there could be histoklis, you know, in that derech, so you got to go a different way. It was probably on the Lower East Side. It was probably on the Lower East Side. Because b'soich dvarav, nizkar, yeah, it's the Reb Moshe Feinstein's like now basically all on the top of Tess Zion, sorry. B'soich dvarav, nizkar, shigam Reb Moshe atzmo over sham yom yom mi beis ol beis midrasho. Ve'shalo al mahu mistamech, right? So then he remembers, he says, wait, Rebbe, what do you, like, you go that way. What are you somech on? Oh, hishtomim Rav Moshe v'amr lo, ma tasach, what are you saying? Yesh sham maros asuros, me'olam lo re'isam. I've never seen it. So there's two ways to touch this story. I'm going to touch it the way that it wants to be touched in the Sefer. Is that, meaning, he's so osek in his own world that, like, it's not even a shiloh. So, lemaisa, there's not that much you could do with this story. Right? Meaning, the only thing it has to do with is what do you know about Ramosha? You know that he didn't have the curious eyes that we discussed before. Dahin, his wandering eyes is not wandering all over the place. See, oh, over there and over there. Right? It's hard, Chev, it's hard. I was in a restaurant last night. My in-laws took us to for my daughter's birthday. It's just everywhere. Okay. Vagon, Hatzadik, Rav Nosson Vachvogel. It's the Mashkiach of Beis Medrash Gevoya, known as Lakewood. Dibur Bapamim Talmidov, Alinin Shmir Sinan V'achichach Amar Le'echad Mehem. He said to one of them, Ani Agalu L'chassoid, I'm going to tell you a secret that I've never told anyone else. Pay attention, Chavro. How am I zocha to this? I have nothing. I don't have godless. Acherim, gam hispalu, eich Reb Aaron bachar osi lios mashkiach. So many people wondered, how did Reb Aaron Cutler choose me as Mashkiach? You can switch a name in there. Many people wondered, how did Reb Bezalel Aryeh choose me as Mashkiach? They still wonder it to this day. Harei hayuaz kama muamadim gedolim v'toivim mimeni. There were giants that were better than me. Gedolim, they were greater and tovim better. Achasodhu, this is the secret, says Rav Nosson Vachvogel. In the schus of Shmir Sinayim, ani avadati al Shmir Sinayim, I worked on Shmir Sinayim. And it's in that schus that I got everything. Get to be mashkiach. Hayu etzli b'chol Shabbos talmido shel harabanus. He says, every Shabbos there were girls that my wife was a teacher to. Haisi tzarech l'dabri tam. I had to speak to them. L'lamodo tam. L'lamod itam. To learn with them. Haisi medabri tam harbe biritzifus. And I would speak to them a lot, one after the other. Ach, af pam lo histakalti aleihem. But never did I look at them. Elo liyadam. The only thing I looked at was their hands. Me b'li shehem yargishu bekach. In a way that they didn't realize I was doing that. B'tchila haya nisayon, in the beginning it was a nisayon. V'achar kach kvar lo haya nisayon, and eventually it wasn't a nisayon. B'schus shmir seinayim haya li ma lomer b'sichos, and in the schus of shmir seinayim I had what to say in the mashkiach shmuzin. B'kach yatzu svarim ilu kovet sichos lo'or olam pri shol shmir seinayim. He says, and even his sefer, right, kovet sichos, that what brought it about is all in Yonei Shmiras Inayim. Okay. So Rav Segel of Manchester. So Rav Yochanan Zev. Rav Yitzchak Zev. Rav Yitzchak Zev. What? Rav Yehuda Zev? Okay, we'll look it up after. We'll ask our partners. Okay. Hagona Tzadik, Rav Segel of Manchester. Ayapam Besada Teufa. I had to look this up, Chaver. What's a Sada Teufa? Do you know? State Teufa? Sada Teufa? I thought it was something based on context, but I found... Yeah, it's an airport. V'him tin l'tisan, he was waiting for a flight. Mekivan shehigia muktam. V'noises man ma al l'tisa hotzi sefer v'lamad. See, he got there early, and there was enough time until his flight. He took out his sefer. V'kishikam levar al moed hatisa. His bar shebishah shenafsho tzalala beimke yam hatamud kfar hemira hamatos lemora. And when he looked up to check the time, he was so involved that the flight had already left. Tamid of shabal lekachto lebeso. So when the students came to pick him up, shalu madu lo histakav b'mesach hamodia al moadei hatisos. How come he didn't keep looking up at the informational board to check the time? V'hishiv, he answered, Shechoshav Shemarim Sham Maros Asuros Lakin Loratza Lahabit Sham. He felt that there were things that it wouldn't be good for him to look at if he kept looking up, so he didn't want to look. I guess eventually it became enough, and he's like, I really should look. But like, in other words, everyone else, right, when you're on a flight, you have such anxiety with the flight to constantly look. Rav Segel Zatzal, his anxiety was to not look. I'm scared to look. You hear? Because it's mamash in olam hazeh versus olam haba situation. Yeah. Maisa Nifla Muva Alagona Tzadek Rav Moshe Arie Freiner Shepam Achas Halach Berachov Va'avar Al Yad Ezebinyan. Once he was walking on the street and they passed a particular building. Ubikshu Malavov, so the people who were walking with him asked Shiyobi Lakoma Hashnir Kedei Lifsuk Shen Sheila Halachtis Benogela Dirasham, either in Sukkah or Mezuzah. Look at that dira over there. That looks like one of the sugyas that we learned in either Hilchos Sukkah or Mezuzah. Analahem Ani Yachol La'alos Itchem L'mala Aval L'habit Milamata Eini Yachol. Says I could go with you up, but to look down I can't do. Ki miyom amdi aldaiti eineni marim es einai lechaven mala. He says because my entire life I took a kapala upon myself to never look up. To never look up. Again, remember the Hakdama we gave yesterday, just in case you weren't here. Right? The Maisim of the Gedolim are not to emulate 100%. You have to be on a normal level. Everything else has to match on that. But a little bit of this, a little bit of an idea of to not constantly be, looking up and things like that. To look down into one's Dalet Amos. Okay, Chaver, we'll continue with this tomorrow. Hashem should give us koyach to watch our eyes.